Welcome to Stripes, the Bianconeri podcast, the podcast for Juventus fan all over the world by Juventus fan all over the world, hosted by Radio Bianconeri. As always, I am Matteo, and with me, Thiago. Hi, Thiago, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine, actually, but I think our fans and our friends from Italy are quite sleepy because the last match against Genoa ended very, very late.
Oh, really? I'm not so pessimistic about the game, but I just like to give like a little summary of what we're going to talk today. Yes, we need to analyze what happened like in the Italy Cup game against Genoa. But then we need for sure talking a little bit or a lot, or I don't know about that right now, about the next game that's going to happen in a couple of days, because Juventus is going back to San Siro after 2 weeks, just 2 weeks to play against our big rival Inter, even like if I don't consider even Inter our biggest rival, because I still consider Milan my rival, because usually I would like to consider a rivalry when there is both team actually winning trophies here and there. And if you talk about Inter basically won a trophy only for like 3 or 4 years when Juventus were relegated in second division, and you know why. And other than that, Inter didn't do anything. So, but that's just my opinion, okay? But look, so Juventus reached the quarterfinal of Italy Cup, and where we're going to play, in a couple of weeks against Spal, because Spal won 2-0 in Sassuolo. And Juventus won 3-2 after extra time. Juventus was leading 2-0, then with goal by Kulusevski and Morata, and then Genoa tied the game. We went to extra time, and Fia scored a 3-2 winner. Today we found out that actually he had an injury similar to what happened to Dybala, and he's going to miss 15-20 days for the under-23 player. Well, since you already said something about that, let me ask you, so why are you so pessimistic about the yesterday game?
No, actually, I'm not pessimistic. The way I think there are some aspects that we need to adapt to overcome, but actually, I'm more optimistic. But some points worries me a lot. First of all, the injuries. I think, of course, this is a different season, but there are recent injuries that worry me a lot. It reminds me that old times when we were training at Vinovo, and that training center, it seems that was some kind of curse, because there were always a week with an injury, a thing injury, a leg injury, an arm, and there were, I remember even a Mauri that used a mask because he broke his nose, and that Chiellini broke his nose maybe a dozen of times that back in the day. But I loved some aspects of the game, the last game against Genoa, really loved. But and I think every single Juventus fan is even more in love for Kulusevski after some touches, because that guy is amazing. What do you think?
Well, you know what I think about Kulusevski. I think Kulusevski is a big issue for the team. Yeah. Who cannot count on Kulusevski. So I have no doubt that he can really become a huge player. Okay, I think he's already a great player. I can't wait for him to develop and find out what really he can do, because I don't see anything that he cannot do with his body, with his technical abilities, with his mind, and his personality. And I think we are just scratching the surface of of his abilities. But look, honestly, let me talk about the game yesterday. Give me a couple of minutes. So, of course, we're playing every 3 minutes. Okay. Every 3 days, okay, like the other team. And if you check what's happening to the other team, we see Inter tying against Fiorentina, we see Milan having trouble against Torino, and then we see Bayern Munich going out with a second division team, and actually Bayern Munich was playing many starters of the game. We see Barcelona really struggle against Real Sociedad, so it's like it's worldwide. It's because the season is going on, and what's happening right now, so it's really difficult to be so consistent. given that Juventus the starting 11, I think if you don't consider Chiellini and Buffon, he was around 22 years old. So we were starting with Dragusin, with Wesley, and with Portanova, that basically an under 23 team, even if Portanova training with the first team. Okay, so and Chiellini coming back from an injury, Demiral still like getting used to playing, and Ata came back for injury. Kulusevski really never played like 90 minutes this year, and still you enter like in the first half we could score like at least 4 or 5 goals at least. Okay,
yeah.
Then of course that after the 60 minutes we went down because we didn't have like we were not fit for the game and we went down, and so Genoa, and actually Genoa, yeah, they controlled the ball, and Genoa was starting more some backup too, but not that many, because honestly Scamacca and Piazza, I can think they'd be starter in spot of Destro and Shomurulo from them. Okay, Rovella is a starter, Bani is a starter, so Goldeniga is some type of starter, and so, and they didn't really create so many chances. They were able to tie the game, yes, because the first goal there was like some misunderstanding between Wesley and Dragusin, okay. And actually, I don't understand why Buffon needs like to scream so bad and Wesley, because after the episode, really,
That is very, very a topic that I would like to ask you, because we remember that match against Parma that Buffon screamed to Portanova, and now Buffon to Wesley while Chiellini were like supporting the guy.
Yeah.
So, but there was such a good aspect that Wesley touched his chest, raised his hand and say, "My fault." That was absolutely nice, because it's very good to recognize. Of course, he's a pro, but it's good because he know that he could have done better.
Yeah,
but,
of course.
But the ball was precisely between Dragusin and him, but he should have closed the gap.
It's a mistake made by the young player, usually to play a huge game like it was against Genoa. I don't expect Buffon, because I expect Buffon being a leader, being one of the leaders of this team, say, be mad at Wesley, but don't attack him like it looks like he did, because actually after, I think Wesley started the game really good, but after that episode
it
went, basically it was out of the game. So I would, honestly,
you know Buffon, why that happened.
If you think about Buffon, the second goal by Genoa was totally his fault.
Yeah, because that's a ball that you need to be better positioned to make the save. But you know, you made a good aspect, because Juventus played, at least started officially, in a 3-5-2. I mean,
yeah,
it seems.
I agree with you.
And you know, for younger players, it's more difficult to change from 4-4-2 to a 3-5-2 and some other tactics. But it was so nice to see, because for me it seems that Juventus played better when we were with back three. But those changes became more difficult during the game, especially because we were solid, because in defensive state we were with 5 players behind. And Wesley and Bernardeschi were so good over there. Then later after the goal, I think Pirlo changed a little bit, because we saw more the 4-4-2. Wesley went wide, just like Chiesa's position, but he's not that kind of player that faces the left side back. But before, in a 3-5-2, he was coming from behind, find some spaces to run, and were better for him. And as you said, that scream from Buffon changed a lot of his match. But for me, honestly, it was such a good performance. And I think Raiola is proud of him.
Well, look, and yes, so... And after the 2-2, basically, Genoa didn't make anything else. And we were not able to make any more goals. So you had to wait the extra time to score another goal, and even Ronaldo came on the pitch. But at the end of the day, if you need to analyze, and it's like kind of a trending that this Juventus has, because this Juventus look like he's playing like a little bit more like the European team. They will like to control the game, but they're still not able to do so. Basically, sometime or some part of the game, they really allow the other team to control the game, so they're able to get a counterattack. But at the end, they didn't have any score to chance. I don't remember a save by Buffon. While on the other side, I think we had 7 or 8 clear chances to score. No mention 2 goals that were disallowed for offside and a clear penalty that was not allowed by the referee. But that's like it looks like the same story happening over and over again. So I'm not really that pessimistic. I'm actually happy because we let them. Young player play, make some experience. That's it. It's okay. We advance.
And this is the kind of match, the perfect match to analyze some aspects, because the pressure is not the same. We don't face the Coppa Italia as we faced some years ago, but it's good to analyze some aspects. For example, Chiellini returned, and he was like moving forward very high sometimes, and moving, covering almost in the midfield, especially during the first half when he had more stamina over there, more than Dragos in that were maybe considered a right back. But Chiellini weren't high, and another example of this was the goal, the first goal, a lovely assist to Kulusevski. Yep. But consider the fact that Chiellini is already a veteran, so he's used to play that positional defense, and when you need to move high, returning from an injury, it seems that that's his Pirlo's mentality is over there, even during with a captain, which is not easy, especially when some players are used to playing in some kind of way. There are other great aspects. For example, it seems that for me, it's impressive how much the lads search for Kulusevski on the pitch, honestly, which is always looking. The guys are always looking for him, searching for him. And the guy, this Swedish guy, is always moving so nicely, smoothly, doing to the left, to the right, control, lovely pace. I think he needs to improve his right leg, because if he can improve his right strike, not only to create more opportunities to strike, but also to make it difficulter to defenders to block him, because sometimes it's easier.
He needs to learn to be like more concrete sometimes. He needs to be like... He's 20 years old, so yeah, time to improve, and he's still doing it. So given...
That's more impressive.
Yes, it's super impressive. So moving that, what you going to think? Do you think we're going to see Kulusevski against Inter? Because we need to talk about the game. It's going to happen like in 2 days.
You know, maybe, because we need to see how Morata will be fit. Because honestly, it's not. I didn't expect Morata to play the entire match.
Yep.
And he did great. He returned. It seems that nothing happened, which is nice. But a match against Inter, we have to see how Ramsey it is, because there is always a risk to be a COVID situation. So, but I would love to see Ronaldo and Kulusevski up front, honestly, because this is the kind of match that we can be really, really dangerous. Kulusevski is open wide.
Look, we know that Inter is going to play with a 3-5-2 with Lautaro and Lukaku up top, and I think that Conte will start Hakimi on the right, even several times this year he wasn't starting for that, but it looks like he's the best player right now for them. So we always, you know, we need to be worry about what happened to the other team. Well, we should worry about what happened to our team. Yeah. So I must bet. So we know that De Ligt won't play, and Cuadrado and Alexandro should be back. It's not really official. And then Chiesa and McKennie should be fit for the game. So I must bet Bonucci with Demiral or Chiellini.
I think that Chiellini will play, honestly. Chiellini will play, and
Chiellini will start the game. Me too. So, and then I will have Cuadrado on the right, because I think if he's fit, he's gonna start the game. I have this feeling, and even if I'm not honestly 100% sure. But let's say it doesn't start, and so in that case we will have Danilo on the left. On the other case, we will have Danilo on the right, and Frabotta, when we played last night, on the left, and where he will face Hakimi. So that would be interesting by Pirlo if he decided to go that way. Then on the midfield, Arthur played 120 minutes last night, and I was thinking that we were gonna see the same. Three that they play in Barcelona, so we'll see like Arthur, McKennie, and Ramsey, okay, plus Keys on the right, okay, and then I thought we were gonna be Ronaldo, and I was thinking one between Kulusevski and Morata, and I saw them exchanging during the game. That's what like I would like to see, but we'll see what's gonna happen. That's gonna be, I think pretty much we're gonna play like that. And Inter, you know, they're gonna play the usual 3-5-2 that they already try to play the counter attack, even if Conte doesn't like that. Be told that he played the counter attack, even if he does. And then we'll see what's gonna happen. I'm thinking it's gonna be a huge game. Given what happened in the last 10 days, it's not mandatory for us to win it, because even a tie could be like a positive score for us, okay? Even for Inter, honestly. And of course, if we lose, we're still going to be behind so many, nothing lost yet. If we win, it's going to be really interesting, because if you win on Sunday, wow, that is going to be interesting.
You know, I have a little bit of doubt about the formation, because honestly, I would love to see, for example, if I don't consider that maybe Cuadrado will start, honestly. I think that we will play, like, as you said, Frabotta and Danilo as side backs. But I would like to see the 4-4-2, but with Chiesa on the left, on the Hakimi's back, honestly. Because the Inter's left side is more defensive. But who would play on the right?
Look,
Pirlo. But Hakimi over there.
Sorry if I interrupt. Yeah, and I'm right. Look, everybody's talking about Hakimi, and because you know he's gonna push in so much on that side. But then you think, and of course when he push on the right, we have Barella closing for him, and but on that side we're gonna have Ronaldo, we're gonna have Ramsey. Okay, of course, Ramsey doesn't have the pace that Hakimi, but they need to be careful, because let's say they cannot allow all the room for Ronaldo and Ramsey, because they know how to play the ball.
Yeah, that's the point, because Ramsey moves so smart. Yeah. And he can help Ronaldo, even if you don't have pace, but he can move to attract some defender. And if we, for example, we see like Hakimi upright of defense, so it will be almost two against one player. So it will be nice, a great opportunity. And this is the kind of match that Ronaldo loves it. And he needs, he doesn't need, but he did everything, but it will be good to see him scoring against Inter over there once again, showing that who is the champion, who carries the badge, and it's the kind of match that we love. And
it's kind of a match that
would you like to
usually we play.
Would you bet a score?
Yeah, you know, I already said many times here that I see Inter as a favorite to win the Scudetto, but if they lose on Sunday, okay, and given what happened in the last, basically that means that in the last three games they will got like only 1 point, and given that the rumors that they look like the salary are not being paid by Inter but by the front office, and there is like rumors that Zhang and Sunic tried to sell the society, the team, okay. Well, that could be interesting, because Inter can really easily be imploding at that time. So will be interesting to see what's going to happen. On the other side, if they win the game, they could give a little bit of the confidence to go away. They'll say, okay, we have, there is an issue, there is trouble, but let's like a group together, okay, and try to win this thing. So we'll see.
Yeah, it's the kind of match that also Conte loves it, to make that emotional brainstorm, to scream to the lads. And but we know how to face it, and we know how to beat his side. And I would bet for a 2-1 for us, honestly. Mm. I'm already used to see Inter being defeated by the Juventus for 2-1 over there.
So latest rumors, I see the Chiesa is gonna. He's recovering from the injury on the ankle, and he should be starting on Sunday. And there's zero doubt about that. And Chiesa showed that he could be really an important player for us, even on that side. And with his going with his energy, with his enthusiasm, he's really been a huge player for us right now. So. Well, look, we need to talk at least a couple of minutes, and we had some expectation for the transfer market, but the more time is going by, and I think that nobody's going to join Juventus, because you know it looks like Scamacca was close to Juventus, it looked like Quagliarella was close to Juventus, but it looks like there is no money, okay, and Juve is not willing to spend any big money for any player, even like a player like a young and promising as Scamacca, okay. And there were rumors of Frabotta leaving, but the latest rumor is like Frabotta is gonna stay at Juventus, especially after the last two games that he does. He's gonna be one of our top players, no way, but he can really be like provide depth on the left back that we have so many issues over there. And it looks like Juventus is more like focusing on the market for like the young player. Like we already got Rovella. We know, but this young friend
that
he played really nice match, and then we got this young French player Dabo that is gonna join the under 23. And then there is rumor about another player for a young player for Austria, another for Denmark. So it looks like Paratici is going back to do what he was doing good, really good, being like a scout.
Yeah, this is kind of Paratici's business. So, if we are like putting money for some kids, it seems that this is the kind of project, but we are already used to that, to listen to those rumors, but we already used to see some movements on January, and right now so far we saw like rumors, more players, money, and nothing happened. You know, I don't like this period, this month, because there is always rumors about, oh, Manchester United's price for Pogba has not been reached. But no one said about how much. They all seem to know that Manchester United's price tag is this, but they didn't say anything. Neither the margin. But, you know, this is probably the period that our friend and our Radio Bianconera fellow man Fabio Elena likes it, because he knows a lot of players, of young players especially. So looking to this match, when we saw such a young players, and it seemed so nice, and you know, it will be nice to have more players from our youth academy being in the first squad. But right now, we need some muscles, and we need some players ready for the Champions League. Of course, we hope to see Rafinha, for example, in the future, in the first squad, being decisive in a match against, for example, Barcelona, who knows. But right now, we need someone. It seems that there is some piece. We lack some pieces over there. And of course, you have Pogba in top priority. I would love to have Pogba back.
I'm not
going to
say anything there.
It doesn't seem that. But as you said, probably our main player, it's Kulusevski right now, because he can be useful in every single part of the pitch.
Maybe could be like the forward that we're looking for. And maybe they're going to move him like being playing more like over there. But we already go back super long today, so guys, we can't wait for the game on Sunday night, okay? You can wait for that, okay? And of course, we will be back to analyze the game, and Thiago, it was a pleasure as always, and as always, fino alla fine.